أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after appointing Musa alayhi salam as a Nabi, as a Prophet, as a Rasul, a Messenger of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equipped him with two miracles. The first miracle, of course, was the famous miracle that was given to Musa alayhi salam, where he would cast his serpent to the ground, and with the permission of Allah, it would transform and change into a snake. The second miracle was the glowing of his hand. After placing it under his armpit and removing it, there was this extremely bright light that would shine out of his hand. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a task. His very first assignment was to go to Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, Fir'aun has exceeded all limits in his disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next ayat, Musa alayhi salam understands the significance and he understands the weight of this assignment and this task. This is no easy task. So he turns to Allah and he makes dua. A very important lesson for every one of us. Before we embark on the project and before we commence the task, and before we start that assignment, you first turn to Allah. Sometimes we find that a person starts the assignment, starts the task, and then along the way when he experiences difficulty and when he falters and he falls and he fails, and then he raises his hand and he turns to Allah and makes dua, which is good, he should. But the prophetic method is before embarking on that project. So already you have acknowledge the fact that you cannot do it without Allah. You cannot do it on your own. You cannot rely on your ability and your strength and your knowledge and whatever skill you possess. So he turns to Allah in the next ayat, and ayah number 25 of Surah Taha. He says, قال ربي شرح لي صدري. Oh Allah, expand for me my chest, my bosom, my heart. Expand it for me. Of course, this is a figurative expression, the expansion of the chest. Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Did we not expand your chest for you? The expansion of the chest, so that his heart may be filled with the wisdom, the hikmah, the knowledge, the light, the nur, the effulgence of prophethood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should expand his chest for him, so that he may experience ease and comfort, and he does not experience fear, and all of that should be removed from his heart. So that's the first dua he makes for. Number one, وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Oh Allah, make my task easy for me. Even if I can say this much before doing the task, maybe I do not have a lot of time to make dua. A task is given to me and I'm required to fulfill the task immediately. Or I am required to carry out an examination or an assessment, whatever it may be. Rabbi yassir li amri. Rabbi yassir li amri. Oh Allah, make this task of mine easy for me. Even if I may have been doing it for years and I'm experienced in that field, whatever it may be, still make this dua before proceeding to carry out any task. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Oh Allah, make my task easy for me. Musa alayhi salam had a defect, and he would stammer and stutter when he would speak. The reason for that is, after the mother of Musa alayhi salam breastfed him and he was weaned, he remained in the palace of Fir'aun, and Fir'aun, who could not father a child, told his wife Asiya, or Asiya in fact made the request, that let us keep him as a child of our own. So when he was a toddler, one day he was sitting on the lap, according to some narrations, of Fir'aun, and he slapped Pharaoh across the face. The instinct of this Nabi, or this child who was to be a Nabi of Allah, that he just knew Fir'aun was corrupt. So out of nowhere, he slapped across, the first time Fir'aun was ever slapped in his life. According to one narration, he was playing with a piece of stick, and as Fir'aun walked by, he lashed Fir'aun, one, with that stick. Fir'aun became so upset, and remember, Fir'aun was suffering from panic and paranoia because he saw the dream, and he was told the interpretation of the dream, that there's a child who will eventually grow up and take away from you your kingdom and your power and whatever it is that you enjoy. So at that point, Fir'aun began to doubt this child. And he says, I need to put this child to test. So he requested that two trays should be brought. In fact, Asiya, she was the one, alayhi salam, who told Fir'aun to put the child to test, because Fir'aun was prepared to punish the child and to even kill the child for what the child had done. So Asiya says, don't haste, my husband, let us put the child to test. So what was the test? He brought a tray in which there was a live amber, a live coal, bright, shining. And in the other tray, there was some jewelry which was not too bright and not very attractive. And he presented the two to the child. Naturally, a child will take, or he will grab that which is attractive, that which is shining, that which is bright. But Musa alayhi salam, having the instinct of a Nabi from a very young age, he proceeded towards the jewelry, although every other child will go towards the live amber. But Jibreel alayhi salam, on that occasion, according to the narration, he pushed and he moved the hand of Musa alayhi salam from the jewelry to the coal. Because if he were to go for the jewelry, Fir'aun would have known that this is no ordinary child, this child needs to be killed. So he then proceeded towards the jewelry. Jibreel alayhi salam moved his hand, he took the coal, and a piece of that coal, he put it into his mouth, due to which his tongue was burned. And as a result of that, for the rest of his life, he suffered from a stutter. There was a defect in the tongue of Musa alayhi salam. Now he knew he had to stand before Fir'aun. You are going to stand before this powerful person. You are going to have an audience before you. You must be clear in your speech. You must be clear, and you must be eloquent, and you must be able to deliver the message effectively. So he made dua to Allah. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. He knew he has a defect. So let us learn from this dua. It's such an amazing dua. So he asks Allah to make the task easy for him. He knows he has a weakness. So he tells, oh Allah, I want to carry out the task. I want to do the job. I want to go ahead and complete this mission. But I have a weakness. This is my weakness. I have, perhaps there's a physical weakness. Perhaps there's a financial weakness. Whatever the weakness may be. So he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the impediment that will disallow him to effectively carry out the task that he wishes to do. So he says, وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي. Oh Allah, remove the knot from my tongue. He refers to that impediment as, or the defect as, a knot. يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. So that they can understand my speech. When I speak to them, my speech and my words are fully understood. وَجْعَلِّي وَزِيرًا. And he knows he can't do the job himself. He needs an assistant. Look at the dua, so comprehensive. He thinks about everything before carrying out the task. Then he says, oh Allah, waj'alli waziran, and make for me an assistant. Sometimes you can't do it on your own. Don't try and do it on your own. You need somebody to help you do it. If you try and do it on your own, you'll burn yourself out, and you will run out of steam, you will run out of fuel, you'll become frustrated, and you will either not complete the task, or complete it, but not complete it in a way that you would have loved to have carried it out. So, وَجْعَلِّي وَزِيرًا. You need assistance. You need people to help you to get to your objective. So he makes a dua. Oh Allah, give me an assistant. Wazir actually means one who carries a burden. Meaning somebody who is prepared to take the load, who will be able to carry the burden. So he should not be an assistant who is there just for the sake of being there. But he must be prepared to take the load off my shoulders. That's a wazir. Every king or every leader or every person in authority should have a wazir, somebody who will assist with the load and take the load off from the person's shoulder. So he says, وَجْعَلِّي وَزِيرًا. Oh Allah, make for me a wazir. But he asks for a wazir, an assistant from his own family, somebody whom he can trust. So he says, oh Allah, make for me a wazir min ahli, from my family. And then he specifies who he wants that assistant to be from his family. Harun, akhi, my brother Harun. Let him be my wazir, one who will assist me carry my load. Ushdud bihi azri. Oh Allah, why I need him is so that the strength that you have placed within me, he can enhance that strength. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The strength, he must be able to enhance the strength within me. What a beautiful dua, brothers. Think about this. That strength, Allah has given you the strength to do something, but in order to enhance this strength, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you with somebody who will be of assistance, trustworthy. That is why somebody from within the family, and he can then help me enhance the strength which Allah has placed within me, and for me to foster that knowledge and that skill. وَأَشْرِكْهُ فِي أَمْرِي. Oh Allah, make him a partner in my task. Meaning, you have blessed me with prophethood, bless him also with prophethood. So make him a partner, include him in my task. كَيْ نُسَبِّحَكَ كَثِيرًا. So that we can glorify you, and we can sing your praises a lot. وَنَذْكُرَكَ كَثِيرًا. We can together remember you a lot. إِنَّكَ كُنْتَ بِنَا بَصِيرًا. Oh Allah, certainly you are watchful over us. قال قد أوتيت سؤلك يا موسى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh Musa, certainly your requests have been granted to you. So the dua that Musa alayhi salam made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered all these duas of him. Allah blessed Harun alayhi salam also with prophethood. Harun alayhi salam, by the way, he was 3 or 4 years older than Musa alayhi salam, and he passed away also a few years before Musa alayhi salam. May Allah grant us.